This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera akanaka vatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechipiri chivabvu 3 2016.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri nichiti zvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Vatori venhau nhasi vabatana nevamwe vavo vapasi rose vachicherechedza zuva reWorld Press Freedom Day muurongwa hwaitirwa muHighfield, Harare.
Zvikoro zvinovhurwa nhasi, vana vachitoroswa mhiko pamwe nekudetemba.
Vamwe varairidzi vanoti vatambira mapayslip anoratidza kuti mari dzavo dzebonasi dzavanga vakamirira dzasvika.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Vatori venhau nhasi vabatana nevamwe vavo pasi rose vachicherechedza zuva reWorld Press Freedom Day muurongwa hwaitirwa mumusha weHighfield muHarare. Asi hurumende haina kupinda mumhemberero dzanga dzakarongwa nemasangano ose anomirira vatori venhau pamwe nemabasa ekutorwa kwenhau. Ivan Chifera anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Masangano akawanda anomira vatapi venhau kusanganisira makambani nemapepanhau pamwe nedzine venyuro dzakaita seZimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation, ZFM Stereo, Star FM neDaily News vapinda mhemberero dzanhasi dzaitwa kuHighfield. Basi rezvekuburitswa kwemashoko harina kupinda mhemberero idzi, kunyange hazvo range razivisa kuti richapinda muchitiko chanhasi. Munyori mukuru wesangano revatori venhau reZimbabwe Union of Journalists vaFosa Dongozi vauze Studio 7 kuHighfields kuti vange vakamirira vebazi rezvekuburitswa kwemashoko nemaziso matsvuku pachitiko chanhasi. Vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwezvirongwa munhepfenyuro yeCommunity Radio Harare vaGive Mochipere vati kusauya kwebazi rezvekuburitswa kwemashoko kunoratidza mafungiro ehurumende panyaya yekushanda kwevatori venhau nekodzero dzavo.
Ndipo zvinoratidza pachena kuti hurumende haisi committed kuti pange paine press freedom munyika, nekuti mhemberero dzakaraidza vamwe vese vanofanira kunge varipo, vamwe varipo kasi hurumende haina kuve. Tikazobata nzezvo futi nenyaya yanga ichiitika yekuti hurumende yagara kuratidza kuti haisi kuda kualaina mitemo yemidhia kuti ialaine nebumbiridzwa remitemo. Saa zvongoratidza pachena kuti hurumende yedu haisi committed kuti pave nepress freedom munyika.
Hatina kukwanisa kunzwa divi rehurumende kuti sei yatadza kupinda mhemberero idzi. Mhemberero dzapindwa nemasangano ose vatori venhau kusanganisira neUnited Nations Scientific and Cultural Organization dzafamba zvakanaka muHarare, kunyange hazvo vatori venhau vasina kuya vakawanda sezvange zvakatarisirwa. Mumwe mutapi wenhau Richard Chidza vaudza Studio 7 kuti mashandiro evatapi venhau akaoma munyika uye zvinonetsa kuti vaungane vachipembera zuva iri sezvo vanenge vari mushishi rekutsvaga mabasa nemari zvekuraramisa mhuri dzavo.
Vanhu vashoma, majournalist ari kubasa, majournalist vari kutsvaga kusurvivor, majournalist vari kutsvaga mastori, vari kutsvaga the story of Zimbabwe, asi still like every other Zimbabwean vari kutsvaga mari yekurarama. So havana nguva kana mukana wekuti vaatende even event yavo, nekuti vanofanira kunge mangwana vachitenga chiwo, vanofanira kunge vachibhadharira vana maschool fees mangwana, makambanis haasi kubhadhara, hakuna mabasa acho.
Mumwe mupepeti wenhau kubepa renhau reThe Daily News vaGuthrie Munyuki vanoti vatori venhau vanofanira kutora mikana yakaita seWorld Press Freedom Day kuti vataure nhunha dzavo vakabatana kuitira kuti vanzikwe nehurumende pamwe neavo vane chekuita nemabasa avo. Vanoti iri ndiro zuva vatori venhau vanofanira kukoshesa zvakanyanya.
Yes, zvozvokunetsa munyika. Economy iri kunetsa. Asi zuva renyu chairo chairo. Hambakatadzo kungana pazuva renyu. Muchive nechidada. Nekuti ndozuva redu ratinocherechedzwawo. Pasi rino rese. Kuti ndozuva revatori venhau. Zuva ravakasununguka. Kana imwe mukonstitutioni macho tichipuwa raiti iyoyo. Yekuti tinge takasununguka. Ko tozozvomesera sei kuti tadzonge tichiungana. Toti tikutsvaka dhora.
Mhemberero dzanhasi dzange dzakarongwa nesangano rinomirira masangano ese vatori venhau munyika Remedy Alliance of Zimbabwe. Vamwe vatori venhau vatataura navo vati zuva iri harina kunatsoshambadzwa uye vange vasingazivi kuti range richiitirwa kupi. Vamwewo ndivo vati vange vapinda mumhemberero dzange dzakarongwa nemamwe masangano kana mizinda yedzimwe nyika dziri muEuropean Union. Vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemashoko musangano reMedia Institute of Southern Africa vatavani moyo vanoti zuva ranhasi rafamba zvakanaka chose. Mhemberero idzi dzaitwa pasi pedingindira rekuti Media Sustainability in the Digital Age. Rinove rinokurudzira kuti masangano kana makambani ezvekuburiswa kwemashoko angararame sei panguva ino apo matapirwe nemafambisirwo enhau nemashoko ari kusanduka. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare. Ndini Ivan Chifera.
Kotoro yepiri yatanga nhasi zvichitevera kuvhurwa kwaitwa zvikoro. Vamwe vana vemuzvikoro zvehurumende muHarare vachitoreswa mhiko sezvakatarwa nehurumende.
Zvikoro zvakawanda zvashanyirwa neStudio 7 zvanga zvichitoresa vana mhiko pamwe nekudetemba minamato yashe. Izvo zvinonzi nevamwe zvaitwa mune unyanzvi. Vamwe vabereki vashoma vauya kuzoona vana vavo vachitoreswa mhiko idzi. Asi mamwe mashoko atiri kutambira anoti zvimwe zvikoro zvikuru zviri kumaruwa hazvina kutoresa mhiko vana pazvavhurwa nhasi. Vamwe vabereki vanonzi havasi kufara neurongwa uhu uye pane nyaya iri mumatare yakakwidzwa nemumwe mubereki wemuHarare. Nyaya iyi ichanzwikwa musi wa3 Chikumi.
Zvinonzi muzvikoro mazoswera mave nekugadzikana kushoma zvichitevera kuwaniswa kwevarayiridzi magwaro anoratidza kuti mari dzemabhonasi dzavanga vachichemera dzakaiswa mumabhanga avo. Masangano anomirira varayiridzi ataura neStudio 7 atenda kuti nhengo dzavo zhinji dzawana mapayslip uye vamwe vavo vatokwanisa kuwana mari dzavo kumabhanga avo kunyange hazvo vazhinji vavo vari kunzi vakundikana kutora mari idzi nekuda kwekushayikwa kwemari kumabhanga akawanda emunyika. Masangano anoti Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe neProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe akanga atozivisa kare kuti nhengo dzavo dzakanga dzichizoramwa mabasa kutanga nhasi pavhurwa zvikoro kana dzichinge dzisina kuwana mari dzemabhonasi idzi. Hurumende yakakundikana kupa vashandi vayo mabhonasi avo gore rapera sezvo iri kunetsekana kuwana mari. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi tabata vaBrighton Makunike avanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa musangano reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe kuti tinzwewo zvakare mamiriro anga akaita zvinhu muzvikoro.
Zvinhu zvatanga zviri padanho repasi pasi chaichaipo mukotoro yedu yechipiri yemuzvikoro. Tichitarisa ongororo yaitwa nechidimbu nebato redu reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe raratidza kuti zvikoro zvizhinji hatinoti maboarding schools aregister a turnout of less than 30% mukuvhurwa kwazvo zvikoro pari zvino.
Ko, nyaya iyo yanga ichinetsa yebhonus ndo imwe yanga ichiita kuti varayiridzi vati vanogona kusadzokera kumabasa?
Ichokwadi, mumusangano wapfuura wenational executive yeRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe yakaita chisungo chekuti havasi kuzodzoka kumabasa kusvika mabonuses avo apinda mumaaccounts.
Asi tanzwa kuti mapayslip akukwanisa kunga achiwanikwa kana kuti varayiridzi vapuwa mapayslip iwaya, mari dzacho dziri kuwanikwa here kumabhanga?
Tingangoti ingori mhiepi yeserusero ruri kuitwa murima kuti kunyange zvazvo mari yacho ikaratidza pamapayslip but kuiwana zviri kuratidza kuti makwikwi chaiwo. Nokuti pari zvino ruzhinji rwevarayiridzi vachiri kutotambura kuti vange vachitora mari dzavo dzemasalari dzemwedzi wakapera. Endi makiuzi haasi kupera kumabhengi, zvinova zvakare zvatotadzira mamwe vamwe vadzidzisi weboka redu kuti vange vachidzoka kumaworkstations avo kusvika parizvino.
Asi vashoma vakwanisa kunge vachiona maakaunda avo kumabhanga, bonasi yacho yapinda here muakaunti?
Tsvakurudzo dziri kusvika mukuwira kwezuva vava kungoti ivo Zimbank, ZB Bank ndo ine mari iri kuratidza kuti inenge yakutoreka, asi mamwe mabhengi ose hapana chatisharatidza kuti pane zvirimo.
Avanga vari vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa musangano reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe vaBrighton Makunike vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7.
Sangano reZimbabwe Investment Authority kana kuti ZIA rinoti kuvandudzwa kuri kuda kuitwa mitemo gumi nemitatu nehurumende ine chekuita nezveupfumi kusvika muna chikumi kwakanangana nekurudziro dzinoitwa nebhanga guru repasi rose reWorld Bank, iro rinoburitsa gwaro rinoratidza nyika dziri nyore kutanga mabhizimisi kana kuti Ease of Doing Business Report. Munyori wedare remakurukota Dr. Meshack Sibanda vakaudza vemabhizimisi kuZimbabwe International Trade Fair kuti chirongwa chekuvandudza mitemo ichi chiri kufambira mberi zvakanaka uye vanofunga kuti chichabatsira mukukwezva vemabhizimisi vekunze. Pagwaro reWorld Bank rekutanga mabhizimisi ra2016, Zimbabwe iri pachidano chezana nemakumi mashanu kubva panyika zana nemakumi masere nepfumbamwe. Munyika dzepasi rose, Singapore ndiyo iri pamusoro-soro uye muAfrica iri Rwanda. Nyanzvi munyadzi zveupfumi dzinoti Zimbabwe inofanira kuvandudza mutemo wekuendesa upfumi kuvatema, uyo unonzi nevakawanda hauna kumira zvakanaka. Makurukota ehurumende anogara achipokana nezvemashandiro emutemo uyu. Mukuru wesangano reZimbabwe Investment Authority vaRichard Mbaiwa vanoti zvakakosha kuti mitemo ivandudzwe kuitira kuti ikwezve vekunze.
Zvakakosha zvikuru nokuti izvi zvinoita kuti kuita mabasa ebhizimusi munyika kuve nyore. Zviri kuita kuti zvitibatsire kuona mitemo inogona kukonzeresa kunetsa kwekuita bhizinesi. Mitemo yacho yogadziriswa kana kuti yoitwa inonzi reform.
Pane magwara amuri kutarisa here kuti muugadzirise zviri kunetsa zvacho?
Chinoitika ndechekuti pane magwara anobudisiwa gore negore nemusangano weWorld Bank vavanoita vanotarisa kuti nyika imwe neimwe yepasi pano iri nyore zvakadii kuita bhizinesi. Saka vanobva vaita yatikati muchirungu ranking. Saka isi tiri kutarisawo kuti ranking yedu yakamira sei pazvinhu zvakati wandei, kuburikidza nokutanga kuita bhizinesi, kuburikidza nokuti zvinodhura zvakadii kuti munhu aite bhizinesi munyika, uye zvinotora nguva yakadii, tichitarisa zvinhu zvakati wandei. Saka magwaro iyaya ndiye atinotarisa toona kuti tingagadzirisa pati kuti zvinhu zvive nyore. Tinotarisa futi zvakafanana nemaminisipariti kuti kana vachipa tsamba dzokuti vanhu vaite bhizinesi zviri nyore zvakadii, kana kuti tsamba dzokuti vanhu vakwanise kuti kuvaka mafekitori. Zvinhu zvakadaro zvese izvizvo ndio zvatinenge tichitarisa. Saka pane magurupu atingati akaitiwa kuti atitarise chimwe nechimwe chaizvozve kuongorora kuti zvakamira sei uye zvingavandudzwa sei kuti zvive nyore kuti vanhu vaite bhizinesi. Chinangwa chiri chekuti umwe neumwe munhu anoda kuita basa rokushanda muno achiita zvemabhizimisi zvisamuremera zvive zvinomuitira nyore kuitira kuti tikwanise kugadzirisa nyaya dzokuti kuve nemabasa akawanda uye kuti ikonomi yedu ive inokwanisika kusimudzikira pamusoro.
Tichitarisawo nyaya yekukwezva vemabhizimisi vekunze, zvakamira sei? Muri kuonawo here vakawanda vachida kuuya kuzouchika mari dzavo muZimbabwe?
Hatiri kuona neindrestri yavari kushowa kuburikidza nemagwaro avanotipa emaproposal. Takatarisa gore rapera tinoona kuti takaona maprojects akati wandei anopfuura kuma $3 billion einvestment iri kutarisirwa. Asi zvokuziva kwenyu, investment yacho haiitiki musi umwe chete, inogona kutora nguva nokuti imwe yacho inenge iri inoinvolva zvakawanda. Saka zvogona kutora makore maviri matatu, asi interest kana kuti kufarira ku Universita muno tiri kuona kwakati kurei.
Vamwe vanga vachitaura kuti chirongwa chekuendesa upfumi kuvatema kana kuti mutemo iyoyo hauna kunyatsojekeswa nekudaro wakukanganisawo vanenge vachida kuuya munyika. Ndo zvamuri kuonawo here uye zviri kugadziriswawo here?
Zuva 11 April pane zvakataurwa nomutungamiri wenyika His Excellency Comrade Mugabe vachitaura ivo kuburikidza nokubudisa pachena kuti chirongwa chakamira sei. Kutaura kwavakaita ikoko ndinofunga kwakapa kujekesa mamiriro echirongwa ichi.
Mukuru wesangano reZimbabwe Investment Authority vaRichard Mbaiwa vari parunare muHarare.
Makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yestudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC.
Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika.
Sangano reKenyan Red Cross rinoti rakwanisa kuwana baba vemwana ane mwedzi mitanhatu uyo anga akatsikirirwa zvitevera kudonha kwakaita chimwe chivakwa muNairobi. Mwana uyu anga ava nemazuva matatu ari pasi. Baba vake vaRaison Saisi Wasike vati mwanasikana uyu anonzi Delene Saisi Wasike.
Vanhu vemuIraq vanodarika churu vakachengetedzwa muusungwa pasina mhosva dzavati vapomerwa. Vanhu ava vari muzvivakwa zvinochengeterwa vanhu vane mhosva dzine chekuita nemabasa eugandanga. Munyori mukuru wesangano reAmnesty International vaSaliu Shetty vanoti vanhu ava vakagara vakazvimanikidza uye munhu mumwe chete anenge ari munzvimbo yakakura kusvika pa 1 square meter chete uye anoswera akangochonjomara asingakwanisi kurara kana kutamura makumbo ake uye havabvumidzwe kuenda panze kunofurwa nemepo.
Vanhukadzi vanorarama nekuita mabasa epabonde vanoti upenyu huri kuvaomera zvikuru sezvo makastoma avo echirume asina mari. Madzimai aya pamwe nevanasikana vechidiki vanoti nepamusana pekuoma kwaita zvinhu vava kungotambira chero mari yavanenge vapiwa pane kuenda kumba navaizere mhepo. Mutoro wedu wenhau Arthur Chigoriwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vakawanda vemadzimai aya vanoenda kunzvimbo dzekutandarira dzakaita semumabhawa nguva dzemanheru. Madzimai aya anoti dambudziko ratekeshera nderekushaya mari yekuti vararamise mhuri dzavo. Vanoti kushayikwa kwemabasa munyika ndizvo zviri kukonzera kuti vararame nekuita zvepabonde. Madzimai aya vanoti varume vave vashoma uye vakawanda vavo vachabhadhara mari nepundutso sezvavaimboita kare nekuda kwemamiro eupfumi munyika. Vanoti dzimwe nguva vanobhadharwa dhora rimwe chete vakarara nemurume kwenguva pfupi. Mumwe mudzimai anoda kudanwa nezita rekuti Amai Matwins vanogara mumusha weruzhinji wegadzema. Amai Matwins vanoti mararamiro avo ari kurwadza mazuva ano sezvo vave kuwana mari shoma zvichienzaniswa nakare pasi pasati parohwa nenyundo. Amai Matwins vanoti kare vaiwana mari inosvika madhora $20 pazuva vakanofadzana nemurume kweusiku hwose $5 panguva pfupi yavanenge varara nemurume. Asi pari zvino vanoti vave kuwana mari shoma sezvo varume vakawanda vasaende kumabasa.
Ndiri kutsvaga mari ndiri kuita chifambe yekushandisawo kuchengeta vana, kuchengeta mhuri musha, kutengera mwana hembe, kutenga chikafu nekushandisawo kuti aende kuchikoro. Panguva iyo varume vangu vakawanda ende taiwana mari. But now izvezvi zvazvishoma because panguva iyo taitoti tikati short time $5 waitowana $5 and waitomukangana makuseni $200. Izvezvi vamwe vanogona kuti tine 2, vamwe 3, vamwe 5. Saka zvaakutonesa one, but one hatizotori yedu, totora ma 2, 3, 4, 5.
Mumwe musikana wechidiki anoda kudanwa nezita rekuti Nyasha anoti ari kutoraramisa mai nababa vake asi ivo vasingazive kuti anoita zvechipfambi. nyasha anoti sezvo achiri wechidiki varume vakawanda vanomumhanyira asi anobvuma kuti pari zvino ari kuwana mari shoma.
Isu tiri kuwanika kuno kukozi muZimbabwe hamuna mabasa, saka hakuna kwatogona kuwana mari. Ndokwatikuwana mari yekuraramira. Aiwa wangu nemabasa taendawo kumabasa pamwe zvaiita. Vativhururawo kana maindastry kuroad taenda kubasa, aiwa zvaiita. Saka kana kusina mari ndindochengeta mai vangu, ndindochengeta baba vangu, saka ndokwandinotowanawo mari, ndokwandakatoitawo kubasa kwangu ikoko. Kumba vatozino ndo zvandiri kuita. Bati ine kuda kutowana kuvabatsira sezvo vane vanhu vanenge vasina kana chinotombovayamurawo kumba kwacho.
Muzvari kachambwa vanotyira kubata zvirwere zvepabonde asi vanoti hapana chekuita sezvo vachida mari kuti vararame.
Unototyira but chokuita hapana. Unototyira. Unototora street nekuti ndiwatomupfekedza here kondomu racho. Bhosa muzvishuva vanobvarura kumusoro.
Mumwe murume anogara kuchikono hono muchinhoi vaBernard Vinyuri avanoita basa rekukorokoza goridhe kuchikuti vanoti miedze yemadzimai yawandisa zvikuru nekuda kwevanasikana vechikoro vave kupinda mumabhawa.
Zira rinoona vadiki vari mustreet chamo uchifamba just ungofamba pakati perod unova vachitokudana utarise age yachona. Mwana uyu anoti ari mafom 1 na fom 2 vachitokudana vakashama, vanenge vakashama zvosho. Kutanga ma 8 9 zvinoenda mberi hamurayiri mutauni. Zera rino noina vadiki zvakanyanya.
Izvi zvinotsigirwa namuzvari Jackie Gondo vanoita zvechipfambi pagwayagwaya muchinoi. Muzvari Gondo vanoti pfambi dzakawanda mazuva ano vana vechidiki vanofunga kuti basa repabonde richiri kubhadhara semazuva akare.
Muno masex workers ari kunyanya kuwanda izvi nezviri vana vechidiki. Because vana vechidika vari kungotizwa mumafamilies nyaya yekunzwa kuti sex work ine mari.
Vanoongorora nezvemagariro evanhu vachishanda nebatsirai grupu muchinoi vaCrispin Ndoma vanoti pfambi chiri kunyanya nekuda kwekuti vanhu vakawanda havana mabasa uye munyika mune nzara pamwe nemitemo yava kutendera vana vasati vabva zera kuti vapinde mumabhawa. Vandoma vanoti chipfambi chemazuva ano chiri kunyanya kuitwa nevechidiki.
Kuti zvekuita havana ndochimwe chacho, imwe inzara chimwe chacho. Ndinoona sekuti mumabhawa edu atinawo munongotenderwa chero zera. Saka ndinoona zviri zvimwe zvinhu zvinokonzera kunyanya kuti vechidiki vave vanowanikwa vari munzvimbo dzavanotangira mabasa asina kunaka.
Vandoma vanoshora vamwe vabereki vanotambira nemufaro zvekudya kana midziyo inenge yauya nevana zvikuru vanasikana vanenge vasingasevenze. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muchinoi, ndini Ata Chigoriwa.
Mumwe mudzimai nevanasikana vakadzoka kubva kuKuwait nemugovera muzvare Lia Marimira vanoti vakatambirwa nemufaro nemhuri yavo pavakadzoka uye vanoti vave kutsvaga chekubata. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yavaita naMavelas Mhlanganya uyo weStudio 7.
Takatambirwa zvakanaka paairport patakasvika zvataisatombotarisira. Ndinobva vangobvunzawo kuti zvinhu zvanga zvifamba kwakamira sei kunhu kwatanga tiri because kuno kuZimbabwe taindi zvoni taitwa masex slaves kandizvi zvavaedza chii kugadzirisa kuti zvoni ayewa zvinhu zvanga ichibuda panyuzi hazvisirizvo. Tanga chingoshungurudzwa nepamasendiro but kwete kutwa masex slaves vatambotorwa negovernment vatambopiwawo peduwo pekuti timborara. Saka tikaendeswa kudomboshava tobva tangorarawo kwe-one day nekuzobvunzwawo kuti zvanga zvakamira sei tichinyoreswa tumapepa muna ingonyora muendero wakaita kuzosvika adzoka vatazoparadzane hedu takuenda kudzimba dzedu.
Wakasvikotambirwa sei nemhuri yako uyezve izvinezvi wakupi?
Nemhuri yangu hatikatambirwa zvakanaka. Takatosvika varipo fiki paairport asi kune zvangu vakupinda vakumusha.
Saka pfungwa dzako ndedzekuti uite sei pari zvino taona kuti wadzoka ikoko kumusha?
Ndachida kana ndawana mari ndogona kuita ndichitenga chitengesa kana kuita project ndiri kumusha hangu.
Zvii zvaungayambire vamwewo vangadai vari kukweshwa ivo kuti vaende kunoshandira kunyika dzekunze dzakadai seKuwait kwaunga uri?
Ndingangoyambira munhu ndezvekuti kuenda kunhu kwausingazivi kana kuti kunhu kwausina humbo nazvo zvinhu zvakashata muupenyu.
Takanzwa kuti panga pana ana chiremba nevamwewo vaiitarisa vachiongorora kuti zvakafamba sei kwamanga muruku. Zvakafamba sei?
Ndinoda vaka chiremba hedu vakango taura kuti kana ndaita problem ndongo kwalisa kutaura nao dzinami ndibatsira for free.
Makapiwa mari dzekufambisa here kudzokera kwamanga muri kubva?
Mari dzekufambisa kudzokera kwatanga tiri takapiwa.
Muchizovimbiswa kuti zvii zvanga zvichazoitika mune ramangwana?
Taingovimbiswa kunzi kana vane makondakta vakatipa kuti kana zvazogadzirisika vanozokwanisawo kuzotiwanira mabasa kana kuti vanozokwanisa kuzotipa mari patari vana kutaura zvinenge zvagadzirisika zvarini.
Avo vanga vari muzvare Liya Marimira vachitaura naMavelas Muchanganya uye weStudio 7 vari kuMondoro.
Tambirai nemufaro waterere. Muchirongwa chedu pindai mudariro. Chatino taura nevechidiki. Ini ndini Chioneso Jani. Nasi tichan taura nevabereki vechidiki. Vachati uza mafungiro avo pamusoro pekuti vakuiwana semari yekubhadhara vana vavo chikoro. Uyezve nekuti mafungiro avo pamusoro pe National Pledge.
Francisca Zamurira. Ndichikuenda kubasa asi mari yekubasa haisiriyo inokwa haikwani kuti unyatsoita zvemasikuti saka zvandaita ndezvekuti tinotamba anonzi maround kuti munokandirana ma200 pamwedzi saka unenge uchikandiranakandiranawo paunozopuwawo yakawanda ndopaunobva wazobhadhara mari yechikoro. Haina kundibatabata zvakanaka nokuti hatisi kunzwisisa kuti varida kuti vana vedu vachinamata flag here kana kuti vada kuti zvifambe sei nekunene zvavari kuita izvozvo zvemapledge nezvekuti mascripture union ada kubviswa izvozvo hazvisi kumbotifadza isusu vabereki vevana macristians.
Ini ndinonzi Tonde Manjese. Iyoyo mubvunzo unotonetsa kuti ndiupindire because handimbozivi kuti mari ndeiwana papi zvekuti ndinongozva kuti pamwe zvichaenda nepamwe ndichaita mari akangu mwana akaenda kuchikoro ndikatadza ndizvozvo anogara ndoite ndinoba here but mari hapana kwandinoiwana mari iyoyo but kungokiyakiya zvatinoita hapana ndinoita zvakatosiyana mangwana unogona kundiona ndichitengesa madomasi mangwana unondiona ndiri kubika sati mangwana next day uri kuona ndiri kutengesa second hand clothes ende usafunge seku pamwe dzangu ndo second hand clothes dzati dzandakutotengesa dzemumba dzekuti nditeki kuti mwana akwanise kuenda kuchikoro saka unogona kundiona nhasi ndiri musuti mangwana uchandiona ndakapfeka hovhorosi ndiri kutimba magarden because ndo basa rinenge rangomuka iroro ndo zvinenge zvangoita kuti pangobuda chero mari yekuti ndikwanise kurarama musi iwoyo handimbofunge zvekurarama mangwana ndinofunga zvekurarama nhasi kana tauda kuenda kune zvenational pledge. National pledge yange yakanaka dai zvazviri kunzi zvinhu zvirimo munational pledge ndo zviri kuitika izvo but ndichitarisa national pledge yazvii zviri kuro chinhu chepolitics chiri kutoita kuti mwana wangu atokura aine pfungwa dzakarasika kudhara pfungwa dziri kutomuendesa kune rimwe side risiriro kamwana after areseta national pledge izvodii zvinomupa basa here izvozvo zvoita kuti mwana harichaite zvinhu zvechikoro oda kumuresetisa zvinhu zvisina basa zvenational pledge. National pledge yakanaka zvaya national pledge ndizvozvo but ita kuti mwana wacho anga akaguta ita kuti mwana wacho anga aine mabhuku ekureseta mwana watombotanga adzidza national pledge asina kudzidza mabhuku zvingaita izvozvo ipa mwana wangu mabhuku ka ndiri kubhadhara zvese mafizi acho ndobhadhara but mwana wacho hausi kumuresetisa haasi kudzidza oita basa rekudzidza national pledge ipa mwana wangu zve zvinomupa dzidzo yekuti even akazoenda kune dzimwe nzvimbo akatinoreseta national pledge yanonzi right wakadzidza haikona kuti akangodzidzikura achitaura iyo hachatodii nekuonekwa kunenenyi.
Tinotenda aiwa vaterere nguva ndoyaita shoma tosangana zvekare mangwana. Ini ndini Chioniso Jani.
Regai timbotarisa zviri kuitika nhasi pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk apo tiri kutaura nezvekuvhurwa kwezvikoro pamwe nechirongwa chekutora mhiko kana kuti cheNational Pledge.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi titumirei matext message panhamba inoti 1-202-465-0318 muchitudza nhamba dzenyu kuitira kuti tigokufonerai.
Sezvo nguva yedu yapera regai timbotarisa musoro inawo zvakare.
Vatori venhau vanobatana nevamwe vavo pasi rose mukucherechedza zuva reWorld Press Freedom.
Zvikoro zvinovhurwa nhasi vana vachitoreswa mhiko pamwe nekudetemba.
Vamwe varayiridzi vanoti vatambira mapayslip anoratidza kuti mabhonasi avo ave kwokumabhanga avo. Tabatashuka kumagume chilongwa chedu cha nasi. Tinoemba kuti muchange mine suzakare mangwana. Anokuonika ene mufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri mu Washington DC.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu nchiti murare zvakanaka vateereri. Ndokusiya imina Jonga na Marvelous Mhlanganya huye. Munhau dzechirungu.
Thank you, Blessing, and welcome, Marvelous. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, May 3rd, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Zimbabwe invites bids for the purchase of wild animals, citing a devastating drought and overpopulation.
The issue here is that Zimbabwe, here in Africa, every 4 years you do get dry seasons. But the thing is, they don't...
Children in schools today recited the newly introduced national pledge amid protests from some Zimbabweans.
Zimbabwean journalists cry foul over restrictive media regulations as they commemorate World Freedom Day today.
Generally, I think nothing has changed much. Journalists are still being arrested.
And a Zimbabwean who was abused in Kuwait speaks to Studio 7.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Zimbabwe has invited bids for the purchase of wild animals, citing a devastating drought and overpopulation. According to Reuters news agents, the country wants to destock part of its wildlife, including elephants and lions, following a crippling drought that has resulted in diminished food reserves in some national parks and conservancies. Reuters quotes Caroline Washaya Moyo of the country's National Parks and Wildlife Management as saying that they have not yet identified the number of animals that are said to be sold to various buyers. She could not be drawn to say whether foreign buyers are invited to make bids following an international outcry last year over the killing of a treasured lion, Cecil, by an American doctor. Reacting to this move, John Rodriguez, director of the Zimbabwe Conservation Trust, told Studio 7's Gibbs Dube that the exercise is a result of poor wildlife management.
The issue here is that Zimbabwe, here in Africa, every 4 years you do get dry seasons. But the thing is, they don't look ahead and sort of saying, well, let's put some fodder, cut the grasses, which is in abundance most of the time, and actually store it for periods like this when there's been a drought. So now it's all about greed and money, because there's a lot of countries that need animals. Why aren't they donating those animals to those countries here in Africa? Not in Europe, not in the West, but yeah. And the thing is, they're trying to make as much money as possible on the wildlife.
Who can buy an animal in Zimbabwe?
No, you don't find many Zimbabweans buying it. I mean, there's ranches, there's people that have got where they could actually start conservation developments by forming cooperatives and conservancies, and they should actually donate it and leave it here in the country. But I don't think the offer is actually being offered to the Zimbabweans. This is all for the outside so they can get the money in.
What should be done in your own view?
We should actually let nature take its course. You know, these animals belong in Zimbabwe. Why sell them? Why export them? The whole thing is, there's countries here in Africa that they've had conflict. They've got hardly animals. Why not donate it to there? But as you can see, this is not about conservation. This is about the greed and the corruption that actually goes on.
That was Johnny Rodriguez, Zimbabwe Conservation Trust Director, speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Harare. We'll be right back.
Children at some primary and secondary schools in Mashonaland West Province today recited Zimbabwe's National Pledge for the first time when schools opened for the second term. The National Pledge has been criticized as some form of political indoctrination by some Zimbabweans who decided to keep their children at home today in protest. Our correspondent Arthur Chigoriwa reports from Chinoyi.
Most parents who witnessed the reciting of the National Pledge at Sinoya Primary School were convinced that the exercise was nothing but state propaganda designed to brainwash children. The pledge will be done when every school term begins. Silas Musangeya of Chinoyi Mapakolo Density Suburb said Zimbabwe has nothing to show the children. They portrayed hard work in the National Pledge done to liberate the country from colonial rule.
From what I've seen here at the moment, we're trying to make them patriotic, but do they have the supporting things to do or to show them that, yes, this is what is right for them? Because right now, if we're going to salute the fallen heroes, when at the same time things are not moving very well for the children, they won't appreciate what the fallen heroes have done.
But others, like Mrs. Patience Gororo, who brought her child a gift of a Zimbabwean badge, said the National Pledge is good because black people are not privileged to go to school during the colonial era. Mrs. Gororo said the girl child has every reason to celebrate the work done by Zimbabwe's forefathers to liberate the country.
I think us, the whole country, it will help us to acknowledge and to appreciate what our forefathers had done for us. It was a great job what they did for us, and today we are here, we are enjoying their fruits. It's also our fruit. You know, like back then, we're not privileged to go to school, especially as the girl child.
Some of the children loved the pledge. One of them, Billy Petros, who is in grade 6, said he understood the National Pledge as a prayer to Zimbabwe's ancestors to bring blessings to the country.
It is a prayer to our ancestors who fought for our country. Yes, we like it a lot because the National Pledge make us happy because the ancestors may bring blessings to us.
Some Zimbabweans who are against the National Pledge argue that it violates the rights of children as enshrined in the supreme law of the country. Zimbabwe's Chief Justice Godfrey Chigausiku recently dismissed an urgent chamber application by the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights to stay the reciting of the National Pledge in schools until the court makes a ruling on the case. The Constitutional Court will only hear the matter in June.
Almighty God, in whose hands our future lies, I salute the National Flag, respecting the...
Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoyi, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.
We are proud inheritors of the richness of our natural resources. We are proud creators and participants in our vibrant traditions and cultures. So I commit to...
In Harare, some school children also recited the National Pledge. Our correspondent Ivan Chifera visited some of the schools and filed this report.
Almighty God, in whose hands our future lies, I salute the National Flag, respecting the great fathers and mothers who lost their lives in the home.
Those are pupils at one government primary school in Harare reciting the National Pledge today. The National Pledge was officially launched despite strong resistance from some parents and religious organizations. At schools visited by Studio 7, pupils assembled and sang the national anthem, then recited the Lord's Prayer, and then the National Pledge. Surprisingly, the pupils recited the pledge so well, and at one of the schools, the few parents who turned up to witness the launch clapped hands and seemed to like it. Others even brought presents for their children, as had been directed by the school heads. Some parents, like Gift Wesa, said he was disappointed by the launch of the match.
As a parent, I'm very much disappointed by these impositions by government, especially the ZANU-PF administration, to force our children to recite these things which they call national pledges. Because we think by so doing, they are parroting the regime. We have a lot of things which are imminent, which needs to be addressed by the government. Teachers are not getting their salaries in time. We also have the dilapidation of the education system. So these are things which the government should concentrate on rather than imposing these things which are shallow to our children.
The Constitutional Court is due to hear the matter on June 3, in which a Harare man is challenging the constitutionality of the government policy directing school pupils to recite the National Pledge. The National Pledge reads as follows: Almighty God, in whose hands our future lies, I salute the national flag, respecting the brave fathers and mothers who lost lives in the Chimurenga Umvukela. We are proud inheritors of the richness of our natural resources. We are proud creators and participants in our vibrant traditions and cultures. So I commit to honest and the dignity of hard work. Close quote. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
In a related development, there was relative tranquility in schools today after restless teachers started receiving pay slips, reflecting the much-awaited 2015 bonuses. Three teachers' organizations confirmed to Studio 7 that their members started receiving the pay slips today. Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe and the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe had both warned that their members were not going to conduct classes starting today if the government failed to pay them their outstanding bonuses. Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe coordinator Brighton Makunike tells Studio 7 that most teachers were, however, disappointed when they failed to access the money from their banks, as most banks ran out of cash.
It was a slow start of the second term, and the SNAP survey by the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe has revealed that most boarding schools had a low turnout of less than 30% on this opening day.
What about the issue of bonuses? Teachers were threatening not to return to their workstations.
It is indeed true, Mkoma Jonga, that the teachers have taken the heed of RTUZ, which made a resolution to call for boycott of classrooms until the bonuses have reflected, and nothing has changed with regards to that position.
But we understand that your members have received their pay slips reflecting the bonuses.
That's the challenge that we have got since the time immemorial, because the money that is reflecting on the pay slip has got its only value when that particular money is really reflecting in your bank account. And at the moment, the majority of our members, yes, they have received the pay slip with the bonus reflecting, but they are still yet to see the money is reflecting in their bank account.
That was Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe coordinator Brighton Makunike in Harare.
Years after the adoption of the much-touted so-called progressive constitution that embraces media freedom and access to information, journalists and media practitioners in Zimbabwe say the operating environment has not improved, as some of them are at times arrested and intimidated by the state. Our correspondent Patricia Mudadigwa reports.
Zimbabwe joined the rest of the world today in commemorating World Press Freedom Day amid concerns that the government has not scrapped media laws like the Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, or AIPA, Public Order and Security Act, and the Broadcasting Services Act, which are widely viewed as impeding media freedom in the country. Independent journalist Pindai Dube said, journalists continue to operate while fearing for their lives.
Generally, I think nothing has changed much because journalists are still being arrested. Recently, we saw the arrest of Newsday journalist, the arrest of Sunday Mail journalist. This government I can call it a paper tiger because they are not implementing what they say. Because recently we saw the High Court quashed the criminal defamation. And also some government officials are condemning AIPA and POSA, but nothing practical has been done.
Another journalist, Everson Mushava, said there have been very few achievements in terms of media freedom in Zimbabwe, which he, however, noted were overshadowed by the repressive operating environment. Mushava said the recent threats by the government to clamp down on social media has even added to the fear that Zimbabwe is not genuine in ensuring that it embraces freedom of expression and freedom of the media.
There's been one big achievement, which is the striking off of criminal defamation laws by the Constitutional Court, but the operating environment largely remains the same. Worse still, with President Mugabe threatening again to clamp down on the social media.
Taban Moyo, Advocates Office of the Media Institute of Southern Africa, or MISA Zimbabwe, said the media laws in the country hinder the enjoyment of media freedom and access to information.
I think the major challenges have been to do with our laws. We have got a progressive Bill of Rights, but the supporting pieces of legislation are speaking to the contrary. So our main challenge has been that while the Constitution is promoting the right of a free press, right of access to information and media freedom, there is a crippling effect which is being brought by the laws.
Moyo said besides the crippling media laws, the industry's viability is also threatened.
Our main challenges then spill into the issues to do with media viability itself. Many of these newspapers are folding, and those that got licenses, some failed to take off. And within that same sphere, you also realize that others are operating on shoestring margins. We also face the challenge of digital migration. We are not yet ready in terms of creating a content generating industry.
Barnabas Totlana, Secretary General of the Editors Forum, added that today's World Press Freedom Day commemoration serves as a reminder of some of the issues that have not yet been done in Zimbabwe.
Media laws and policy reform, particularly AIPA and the Broadcasting Services Act, is pronounced looking at what the permanent secretary in the ministry said recently about community radio stations, the issue of sustainability of the media industry, especially newspapers, transparency on the digitalization program and policy, professionalism and ethics, and the safety of journalists. Those are issues of concern to us.
Foster Dongos of the Zimbabwe Union of Journalists said the arrest of Zimpaper's journalist late last year could be a warning sign that things would be tough in Zimbabwe.
One of the things that should frighten us and make us very afraid is the fact that, and we've pointed that out earlier, that when the establishment starts arresting journalists from the public media, then it means journalists in Zimbabwe have to be afraid.
According to MISA Zimbabwe, at least 25 journalists have either been arrested or intimidated by the state in the last 16 months. This year's World Press Freedom Day celebrations in the country are being held under the theme Access to Information and Fundamental Freedoms. This is your right. The localized theme is Media Sustainability in the Digital Age. An annual report released Wednesday by the independent Washington-based watchdog organization, Freedom House, gave Zimbabwe a cautious upgrade from a not free to a partly free status for some slight improvements in 2015. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.
Coming up,
Zimbabwe is planning to introduce new laws to relax the business regulations.
We will talk to one of the women who returned from Kuwait.
They promised to give us jobs and they give us a few months to go back home.
Stay tuned.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
Voters in the Midwestern U.S. state of Indiana are headed to the polls today in a crucial Republican presidential primary, where frontrunner Donald Trump faces a showdown with his closest rival, Texas Senator Ted Cruz. A Trump victory in Indiana would likely put the billionaire real estate mogul on a glide path to clinching the Republican Party's presidential nomination before its July national convention in Cleveland.
And a U.S. Navy SEAL has been killed by enemy fire during an Islamic State attack on a Kurdish Peshmerga position in northern Iraq, a defense official told VOA.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
The Zimbabwe Investment Authority, or ZIA, says the government's plans to promulgate 13 laws to improve the ease of doing business by June is informed by World Bank reports. The chief secretary in the office of the president and cabinet, Dr. Meshack Sibanda, speaking at a cocktail organized by his office at the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair in Bulawayo, said the legislative reforms would include a public procurement bill. In 2015, the World Bank ranked Zimbabwe number 153 out of 189 countries, and this year Zimbabwe is ranked number 155. Economies are ranked on their ease of doing business from 1 to 189. A high ease of doing business ranking means the regulatory environment is more conducive to the starting and operation of a local firm. The number one ranked country in the world is Singapore, and in Africa it is Rwanda. Some economists have blamed Zimbabwe's indigenization law for scaring investors. The law requires foreign companies with assets of more than 500,000 to transfer or sell a 51% stake to indigenous Zimbabweans. Harare says the indigenization law is meant to correct colonial imbalances which marginalized black Zimbabweans. But analysts say that policy and others have sunk Zimbabwe's economy to unprecedented lows. Chief Executive Officer of ZIA, Richard Mbayiwa, tells VOA Studio 7 reporter Blessing Zulu that the reforms are significant in attracting investment.
This is very significant. It's part of the reform process for doing business in the country. And as investment promotion agents, we believe that this will go a long way in improving the environment for doing business in the country and also our ability to attract foreign direct investment, as well as make conditions for local entrepreneurs conducive for investment. As you know, this process is informed by the rankings that are done specifically by the World Bank. They are doing business report. So we are looking at the indicators that the World Bank looks at and then addressing each and everyone to see how the rankings can be improved and the overall doing business environment improved for a conducive investment environment.
As the Zimbabwe Investment Authority, how involved are you in this process?
Well, we are part of the whole process. The process is being done by way of various technical working groups, which look at the various indicators and addressing them and seeing which areas need to be reformed by way of a legislative review, by way of reviewing the processes, the procedures, the cost of doing business, and all those things. So as our investment authority, we are part of the overall framework in terms of participation in the various technical working groups which looks at the specific indicators that are being reviewed.
And are you seeing any interest in investing in Zimbabwe?
Of course, if we look at the projects that are submitted to us for approval, yes, we are seeing a lot of interest in investing in the country. I think in terms of submissions of projects, but we are yet to look at the, for example, a project that we approved last year. We'll need to do some exercise to look at the implementation. But in terms of interest as shown by project proposals that have been submitted, we are seeing a lot of interest. Last year alone, we approved projects worth over $3 billion. So we think that is quite significant.
Lastly, there is a concern about policy inconsistencies when it comes to Zimbabwe. Are these some of the issues that you are addressing?
I think the issues that are being addressed, like I said, are to do with reviewing and reforming the overall climate for doing business in terms of the procedures, in terms of the processes, the time frames, in terms of how long it would take for someone to do their business or to establish a business in the country, and overall the cost involved in doing business in the country.
Is this also bringing clarity to the issue of indigenization, which we understand has caused anxiety amongst investors?
I think the latest issue on indigenization and the economic policy clarity was issued. There was a statement issued by His Excellency the President on the 11th of April 2016. It is the statement which gives the overall clarification on indigenization and economic empowerment, and I don't think there's said the clarity that one can make after that statement.
That was Chief Executive Officer of the Zimbabwe Investment Authority, Richard Mbaiwa, on the line from Harare with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu.
One of the 32 women and girls who were repatriated back to Harare from Kuwait over the weekend says that she received a warm welcome from her family and community and is now exploring ways of making a living. Leah Marie Mira says the first meal she ate when she got home was sadza and fresh greens. She says she's also happy with the reception she and other girls received from the government, doctors and counselors that welcomed them Saturday. Marimira is one of the first girls to break the silence after arriving home Saturday. She is glad to be safe at home.
They welcomed us in a nice way, and they take us at Dombo Shower, and we have a good time together, and they interview us, and we have a medical.
And then from there, what happened?
They promised to give us jobs. And they give us money to go back home. And my family, they were so happy.
What was the first meal that you ate when you got home?
Sadza and vegetables. I miss it very well.
And what's your advice to some young women and girls that may also get the same job offer that you got to go and work in Kuwait or any other Arab countries?
It's not good to be a foreign land. Foreign land is not easy.
That was Leah Maramira, one of the young girls that were trafficked to Kuwait and are now back in Zimbabwe, speaking with Studio 7.
Amnesty International Group 168 in Charleston, South Carolina, and the United States of America has organized a protest in solidarity with abducted human rights activist Itai Dzamara and his brother Patterson Dzamara, who was recently brutally assaulted by the Zimbabwe state security agents. State security agents punched and beat Patterson Dzamara with batons and later forced him to drink about 4 liters of water after he staged a peaceful demonstration at an Independence Day event attended by President Robert Mugabe on 18 April at Harare's National Sports Stadium. Patterson Dzamara held up a placard reading, quote, "Independent but not free, where is my brother Itai?" And he was standing near a VIP tent when up to 10 security agents set up on him. Itai Dzamara disappeared in March last year after he was bundled into a car by 5 unidentified men in Glenview, Harare. He has not been seen since. Patterson tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that he is humbled by this solidarity shown by the people of Charleston.
It's really encouraging to have other people whom I do not even know standing with me in the fight for justice. And I would say that it's something most of our people, I'm saying to Zimbabwe, it's something they have to glean from and learn from. Because an injury to one is certainly an injury to all.
And it's almost a year since the disappearance of Itai. Are you happy at all with the conduct of the police, how they are investigating this matter?
I'm not at all happy. I've always reiterated my position regarding their lack of, number one, professionalism, and also, what I would say, honesty in discharging their duties regarding this matter.
That was Patson Dzamara, brother of abducted human rights activist Itai Dzamara, speaking on the line from Harare with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. Our host of The Connection, Ntungamili Nkomo Ntatenda Gumbo, will be talking with listeners and experts about the opening of schools and the second term with children reciting the National Pledge.
And now to recap today's top stories.
Zimbabwe invites bids for the purchase of wild animals, citing a devastating drought and overpopulation.
Children in schools today recited the newly introduced National Pledge amid protests from some Zimbabweans.
And Zimbabwean journalists cry foul over restrictive media regulations as they commemorate World Press Freedom Day.
That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ntebele. This is Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga ke uMavelase kanye loJonga ngosinika izindaba ngolimi lesiNgisi. Siyalamukela kuStudio 7 ngolesibili emhla ka 3 ngoNgwezi 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu emoyeni ngupresident Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Sikhuthaza uhulumende njengalokho esithona siwe utsho nsuku zonke. Uthi sokuyisikhathi sokuthi uhulumende athathe inyathelo okumele alithathe ngaphansi kweconstitution. Inyathelo lokuthi aguqule imithetho yonke emayelana lokuthathela izindaba kuleli lizwe.
Intatheli izindaba zeZimbabwe zimanyene lezinye emhlabeni jikelele ukunanza ilanga lokwethulwa kwezindaba. Intatheli izindaba zikhululekile ele World Press Freedom Day. Izikolo zivuliwe lamhlanje abantwana befungiswa ukukhonza iflag yeZimbabwe lokuhlonipha amaqhawe elizwe njalo bethembisa ukuthi bazimisele ukuba ngabantu abathembekileyo. Kuhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu suku zonke lamhla sihlaziya udaba lokukhuhlunyezwa kwabesifazane ngomkabo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lezo zizwa kulo msakazo. Uhulumende ube ngekho emkhosini wokunanza usuku lokunanza imisebenzi yentatheli izindaba zikhululekile emhlabeni jikelele ole World Press Freedom Day. Lapho iziphathamandla zenhlengo ngathi ezehlukeneyo zempilo ikakhulu abezombusazwe zixwayiswe ukuba zehlukane lomkhuba wokungenela ekulotshweni kwezindaba. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba.
Omunye wabaqondisi ugatsha lokwethulwa kwemibiko umnumzana Regis Chikore ufike vele sewuphelile. Sebelungisa impahla yabo abekade belibazisuzulu. Ufike nje wabikela intatheli izindaba eziyingcosana uJgore ebezilokhe zikuleyo ndawo ukuba uhulumende eza kuyakwethula amazwi akhe emhlanganweni lentatheli izindaba emahofisini ogatsha lwakhe. Intatheli izindaba zifole zisuka endaweni yamavinkili yeGazaland eHighfields zazaya kuthi gwaqa eJoy Center komachipisa lapho abameli benhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo ezisebenzelana labezindaba bethule amazwabo. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso esebenzelana lentatheli zindaba eyeMedia Institute of Southern Africa, umnumzana Nhlanhla Ngwenya, uthi baza qhubekela phambili ukukhankasela ukuguqulwa kwemithetho ukuze ihambelane lesisekelo sombuso.
Sikhuthaza uhulumende njengalokho esithona siwe kutsho nsuku zonke uthi sokuyisikhathi sokuthi uhulumende athathe inyathelo okumele alithathe ngaphansi kwe-constitution. Inyathelo lokuthi aguqule imithetho yonke emayelana lokuthathela izindaba kuleli lizwe, imithetho yonke emayelana lokuthi uZulu athole ulwazi, athole information kuntathela izindaba.
Lanxa lonyaka kuvunyelwe ukuqoqwa kwalolu suku, nyakenye kuke kwaphazanyiswa kubikwa kungekho emthethweni. Ungwenyathi yisibonelo ukuba uhulumende eqhubeka encindezela intathela izindaba.
Hhayi, akukaguquki lutho. Uhulumende wenza into ngendlela afisa ngayo langendlela athanda ngayo, hathi ngendlela eku-constitution. I-constitution epha amaZimbabwe wenza amalungelo ukuthi atshengisele, abhikitshe, a-expresse imbono yayo ngendlela efisa ngayo lange-news platform abafisa ngayo.
Iziphathamandla zenhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo zithi zikhathazekile ngendlela ezinye intatheli zindaba eziloba ngayo ezihle ziphume egcekeni ukuba zithatha luphi uhlangothi lwezombusazwe. Okuyinto esolo kakhulu ngumqondisi we-Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe, MMCZ, uLofty Dube.
Intatheli zindaba into ofuze zibe yazi ukuthi zona azisebenzeli imuli yazo. Okokuqala, zisebenzela isizwe. Okwesibili, yikho abengakhangela okwemuli yabo. Umlando wabo wokuqala ukuthi besebenzele isizwe. Esingawuthi ngesilungu, they have to inform the nation first before anything. Nxa bekwenza khonokho, into eqakathekileyo ukuthi bekwenze ngeqiniso, ngoba nxa beza azisa isizwe ngokwenzakalayo fuze bebaze ngeqiniso njengoba into zenzakala ngayo.
Ukwanda kwendaba zabaza ku-VMCZ, uDube ethi kuyisibonelo sokuba ziyaqhubeka intatheli zindaba ziloba indaba ezingelakho ukucubungula lokudingisisa iqiniso.
Uma sikhangelisisa kuhle, uyathola ukuthi intatheli zindaba zilodubo olukhulu, ikakhulu ukubhala indaba eziqondileyo, ikakhulu indawo esijala ukuthola silama-complaints, abantu ababuya khona bezothi abathakazeleli ukubhala kwentatheli zindaba. Uthola ukuthi intatheli zindaba zabe zibhale indaba ezingaqondanga, baye behluleke ukuthi beqonde bethole bebhale indaba eziqondileyo, basuka bebhale nje into ezingayisizo.
Inhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo ezinjengeMisa Zimbabwe, VMCZ, ZUJ, ZACRAS ngezinye zeziphatheke kulo mkhosi walonyaka wokunanza ilanga le-World Press Freedom Day onanzwe ngaphansi kwesihloko esithi Media Sustainability in the Digital Age. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Kunjalo nje isikudaba le-World Press Freedom Day, inhlanganiso ezulela amalungelo abezindaba e-Africa zithi umbango wesikhundla sikamongameli Mugabe ebandleni le-ZANU-PF usubangele ukuthi umsebenzi wabezindaba ube nzima njengoba amacele alwisanayo esethusela abezindaba laba ukuze bakhulume lokhu abakufunayo bona. UBenedict Mhlapo sibhalo ludaba ese-Johannesburg kwele South Africa.
Inhlanganiso ezibalisa e-Freedom House Africa, Afrobarometer, Freedom of Expression Institute and Gender Links zithi ukuhlonitshwa kwamalungelo okwethulwa kwemibiko ngenkululeko eZimbabwe kulokhu kungakathuthuki. Inhlanganiso ye-Freedom House ithi eminyakeni ka-2015 ukulisana kwamacela atshiyeneyo ebandleni le-ZANU-PF kwalabo abafuna isikhundla sikamongameli Mugabe sekwengeze ukwethuselwa nokuhlukunyezwa kwentatheli zendaba. Isiphathamandla se-Afrobarometer umnumzana Sibusiso Nkomo uthi akukho lula kwintatheli zindaba zeZimbabwe ukukhuluma noba ngumbani odingakalayo ukuze iindaba zabo zibe le mibono yamacele wonke.
Zimbabwe iyabonakala ukuthi izinto azihambi kahle laphana. Kunzima ukuthi nje ube yireporter noma uhambe uthi uyokhuluma nabantu besepolitiki ukuthi uzobuza bazotsho ukuthi uzofunani wena la, uyabo, into ezinjalo. So in general yona i-Southern Africa ihamba kahle, kodwa sibona kwamanye amazwe ukuthi nje izinto azihambi kahle.
Lezi nhlanganiso zithi njalo kube lezehlakalo zokwethuselwa, ukubotshwa nokunyamalala kwentatheli zindaba eZimbabwe ngoba uhulumende cabanga ukuthi zisebenza ngendlela angayithandiyo. Loba kunjalo inhlolisiso yenhlanganiso lezi ikhombisa ukuthi isilinganiso songamachuma isithupha ekhulwini 60% yabantu beZimbabwe bathi bafuna bezindaba bekelwe benze umsebenzi wabo ngokukhululeka. Inani elifanayo njalo kuzizalwane zeZimbabwe lefuna bezindaba babe lilihlo lokhozi ukuze baveze inkohlakalo yesiphathamandla. Ucwaningo lwalezi nhlanganiso lukhombisa njalo ukuthi bakhona abangathokoziyo eZimbabwe ngendlela bezindaba abaqhuba ngayo umsebenzi wabo. Umnumzana Nkomo ithi Afrobarometer ithole ukuthi isilinganiso sabantu abaphose bafika amachumi amahlanu ekhulwini 48% bathi abezindaba balomkhuba ukubhala izinto abazimhlophe ukuthi akusiloqiniso.
Kune declaration okuthiwa event hook declaration ina 25 years manje khona ukuthi fane abantu bamaphephandaba benze umsebenzi wabo ngokukhululeka bangalokhu kutshela ukuthi hayi ungenzi lokhu bayisayina. They must actually keep with that because they agreed to it, so now asenza kanjalo.
Unkomo uthi ke ngesikhathi umhlaba wonke uthakazelela amalungelo okwethulwa kwezindaba kudingakala inguquko kubo hulumende lakuntatheli zindaba. Yimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapo.
Ikhasi leFacebook eleview eindebele liqhuba umncintiswano wamavidiyo abaculi bomdumo we-hip hop besenza i-freestyle indebele rap ngoNkwenkwezi 2016. Lapho abaculi abaphiwa khona ithuba lokuthumela ividiyo yomzuzu owodwa lengxenye betshaya istayela samahala. Lawa amavidiyo azabukiswa kuleli khasi, njalo ungathola ama-like amaningi uzothola umvuzo we-radio yesola lethuba lokungena uhlelo lwe-Woza Friday, lapho esixoxa labaculi sidlale lengoma zabo emsakazweni ukuze abantu bazi ngomculo wakho. Ungakhuthwa yileli thuba, thumela yakho ividiyo nge-email kustudio7news.com loba ku-WhatsApp ethi 0012024650318. Ngizaphinda njalo 0012024650318. iStudio 7, umsakazo okulibazisayo lokunikeza indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe.
Izikolo zivuliwe lamhlanje abantwana befungiswa ukukhonza iflag yeZimbabwe lokuhlonipha amaqhawe elizwe njalo bethembisa ukuthi bazimisele ukuba ngabantu abathembekileyo. Isifungo lesi sifungulwe ngumphathi ntambo wezemfundo umnumzana Lazarus Lokhora njalo sichunole abaningi abafuna sesulwe. Ihlanganiso imele ababalisi bemaphandleni le-Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe ithi izikolo eziningi azenzanga isifungo lesi ngoba ababalisi bengavumelananga laso. Amagqwetha akhangela ngokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu kanye labazali sebephikise isifungo lesi emthethwandaba. Isiphathamandla se-Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe umnumzana Gift Siziba uthi njalo ababalisi abaningi abahambanga esikolo ngoba behlulekile ukuthatha imali yabo yamabhonasi emabhanga ngenxa yokusilela kwemali.
80% yabantwana abafunda behlala ezikolo abajona ama-boarding school abaningi abahambanga ezikolo ke njalo sithole futhi ukubana ababalisi after njengenhlanganiso emelela ama-teacher sivumeleni ukuthi siqakathekise ama-teacher engayi ezikolo ukuze uhulumende aqale abhadale amabhonasi abo nenhlala kahle yabo. Kunjalo kutshengisa ukuthi 90% yamatisha amaningi awakho-ke ezindaweni zokufundisa-ke ukuze uhulumende aqale alungisise lokhu akuthembisileyo. Uyabona ukuthi ababalisi abaningi abakathola amabhonasi abo bahambile emabhenki imali yabo iyareflect ukuthi sikhona kodwa imali kayitholakali. Kule problem inkinga enkulu abajuna liquidity crunch kwele Zimbabwe manje abakwanisi ukuthola izimali zabo. Manje thina njengenhlanganiso emele ama-teacher sithi uhulumende akayenzi ukuthi ama-teacher akwazi ukuthola izimali zabo ngoba izimali abokufanele bezithole ngomnyaka odlulileyo. Uza kukhangela ukuthi njalo futhi uLokora u-introduce abathi yona yi-pledge engaphandle komthetho weZimbabwe abathi yona i-constitution yelizwe njalo futhi akuvunyelwa ngoba iZimbabwe liyilizwe lamaKristu. Lokho kulethwe nguminister against ama principles ethu esiKristu njengabantu beZimbabwe. Kuyaveza ukuthi uhulumende kaRobert Mugabe ufailile kakhulu ukunakekela ke abantu baseZimbabwe ngoba angeke besile ukubhadala ama-teacher ama-bonus emali okufanele bayibhadale ngomnyaka odlule.
Yona indaba yokuthatha isifungo lokukhonza iflegi le iyenziwe yini ezikolo eziningi namuhla?
Hayi, ama-teacher amaningi nabantwana besikolo njengokubala edlula kwethu ukuthi bangavumi ukukhonza iflegi lokuthatha isifungo. 90% esingathi bona abaningi bakhona abayenzanga iflegi yokuvumelana kwethu njengababalisi ukuthi hayi abantu mabangakhonzi iflegi.
Mnumzana Gift Siziba, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso emele ababalisi bemakhaya, iRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Kunjalo nje abanye abafundi benzile isifungo sokukhonza iflegi, abanye kabenzanga, kuthi abanye belovile esikolo bebalekela ukwenza isifungo lesi. Abaxoxele Studio 7 bathi benzile ipledge noma nje abanye abafundi bengabuyanga esikolo, inani labafundi abayi esikolo beliphansi. Elozi K Primary ababalisi bacine betshela abazali ukuthi ngabaye emakhaya ngoba bebeze ukuzobona abantu babo bekhonza iflegi. Edumezweni Primary benzile isifungo leMilton, leGifford, eCoghlan, leMontrose ipledge lakho yenziwe. Ibandla leMethodist Church libike ukuba izikolo zabo zingafunyi. Indaba yesifungo le ikhanya iludubo ngoba ayisizo zonke izikolo ezenze isifungo njalo ludaba osegudwini abazali bengaluzwisisi.
Hakamisani fuleki eZimbabwe eyazalwa impi yenkululeko nekazi elindenyi lamaqhawe ethu. Silivikele zitheni zonke.
Igama langu Michael Duve, ngifunda eMilton Junior Angamba ngesikolo plus amplejam.
Isizathu
khonoko ukuthi thokungana sisakhule ngo-Our Father, so yikho ngahamba ngifuleji yikho ngayithanda.
Libusiswe izwe leZimbabwe, kalibusiswe izwe leZimbabwe.
Ibizwe lami nguKeith Manyathela, ngifunda eMilton Junior. Namuhla esikolo ngihambile ngapleja ngoba abazali bamadebethe akusoze kuyenzakale lutho ngapleja.
Bakuphile yini isipho?
Ade bengatshelwa ngithi bebuya esikolo.
Hakamisani fuleki eZimbabwe.
Ibizo lami nguThabani Nkomo, namhla ngihambile esikolo ngapleja ngoba abazali bamadebethe angeke kuyenzakale lutho.
Silivikele zitheni zonke.
I salute the
national flag, united in our diversity
and common desire. So I commit to the community to be a part of Zimbabwe. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com. Iningi lezisebenzi lithi alila themba lokuthi uhlelo lukahulumende lokwabela izisebenzi ezaxotshwa umsebenzi mahlayana kulandela isinqumo somthethwandaba waphezulu owe-Supreme Court ngomnyaka odluleyo luzaphumelela ngoba kungakhulunyiswanga lazo ngalolu daba. Umphathintambo kahulumende obona ngokuphathelane lezisebenzi, unkosikazi Prisca Mufumira, ubikwa isithi uhulumende useqoqe imali engamadola ezigidi ezinhlanu, $5 million, njalo uzasebenza lenhlanganiso ye-Tripartite Negotiating Forum ukuyabela izisebenzi ngenjongo yokuthi zisungule amabhizimusi amancane. Ukuze sihlaziye lolu daba usithandekile mhlanga we-Studio 7 uxoxe lo mnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezisebenzi eyeZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Kuyezwakala bakuthoyo, kodwa into fanele siyinanzelele enkulu ukuthi nxa kuthiwa yi-5 million phela iinumber zakhona zabantu abathi umsebenzi bangakhi, uzananzela kulama-figures people abantu bakhuluma ukuthi kulama-30,000 ahambayo. And ungathatha i-5 million leyo uyidivide i-5 million divide nge-30,000 kusala nakula lutho. So uhlupho yikuthi bekufanele ukuthi nxa umini sekhuluma ngaleyo ndaba acace ukuthi abantu abahambayo sikhangele ukuthi umuntu oyedwa ukuze aqalise ibhizinisi yakhe encane athole imiliyoni engaka ahlabe specific. Ngoba i-statement sana is very general, sikhangele ukubana ungathi nje sivala abantu amehlo and mina ngowami umbono angiboni vele abantu kuzabanceda.
Yiziphi ingxaki elizibonayo?
Ingxaki yokuqala engiyibona lapha yikuthi ngithe mina imali leyana akuthiwo ngokuthi umuntu wethu uzazula malini, dlala izakhe isikhathi ukuthi vele abantu aba-involved bangakhi. Okwesibili, kulo mkhuba lapha eZimbabwe kuba lezi mali ezifakwayo zigcine zitholwa ngabantu abangayisibo. Ingxaki yesithathu yikuthi vele nalowo ngiyoza-administer leyo mali adinga abantu ayinika abantu ngubani. Konke lokhu nxa kungananzelwa ngizananzela ukuthi saba lokwenzima ngoba lo hlupho labantu abakule corruption ekhona ukuthi imali leyo uhulumenze ngayikhupha iqine siba yimali eyabhuzwayo.
Abalwela amalungelo ezisebenzi bona kukhulunywe labo yini ngalolu hlelo okwenzela ukuthi labo belethe imbono yabo?
Vele akula muntu oconsulto yani kuzobuya sizokuphasa kumenyezelo kukhulunywa khona ngalelo emhlanganweni lobu khona eRiphabhulikhi kulaleyo mali. Njalo vele ungananzele kodwa phela hlazi sina into eziningi fanele ziyafake ngazifunywa ku-TNF and i-TNF leyi siyasifisa ukuthi ibe semthethweni ibe legislated ukwenzela ukuthi ungakhuluma into eziyangalezo zipaswe zi-implementwe. Kodwa kathesi ungananzela ukuthi kungahamba ku-TNF izisebenzi yefake imibono yazo kodwa imibono yazo icine ingalandelwa kula nto ongayenza ngoba i-TNF is not a legal body, ayila mthetho ibusa ukuthi lo sebalekele lokuyozenziwayo. So uzananzela ukuthi at the end of the day i-TNF ayilanceda uhulumende wenza indala. Imivo yezisebenzi kumbe imicijo yezisebenzela ilalela ihlalela isikhathi zonke ilutho besilalo thina laba eZimbabwe.
Sesikhangela leli ilanga lokunanza amalungelo ezisebenzi eledluleyo, kuyini okuthembisayo okuphume embikweni kahulumende okutshengisa ukuthi ikusasa yezisebenzi kanye lezomnotho welizwe kuzaba ngcono?
Eqinisweni akulanto engiyibonile ephumileyo ngoba thina besikhangele ngohulumende uzasela ukuthi njengoba wathembisa abantu ukuthi uza create ama-jobs angu-2 million from 2013 to 2018. Besithe ngohulumente uzawuthatha imisebenzi aseyifakile aseyinika abantu mingaki njalo le esele kuza abantu njani. Kodwa ungananzela sesiseqinisweni esithetha abantu bayaxotsha imisebenzi. Sikhayele i-economy yethu le efileyo besikhayele ngohulumente ngawuthile ukuthi usefake indlela abantu ukuthi avusele i-economy ama-industry avule abantu basebenze. Kodwa konke lokungananzela akukhulunywa ngalutho. So kuyadingisa ukuthi ilanga leli lezisebenzi obekukhulunywa thina njengesebenza kusincedisi njalo sekuthatha njengento esingathiwa sibambela kiyo ngumuntu njengoba eyadresa abantu ngoba kuyilanga lakhona. Kodwa eqinisweni ukuthi akula sibambe kayisithembi songahamba uyitshela abantu ukuthi hhayi sibone ngathi kuzenziwa lokhu lalokho.
Lo mnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-ZCTU, ubekhulunywa ecingweni le-Studio 7. Inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abonozindaba kunye lemithetho ebalawulayo, iMedia Institute of Southern Africa, MISA, ikhuthaza uhulumende ukuba alandele isisekelo sombuso esitsha obusebenzelene labonozindaba kanye lesithembiso abenza kuphenyo lwe-Information and Media Panel of Inquiry. Unompumelelo Moyo usipha lolu daba.
Inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abonozindaba kunye lemithetho ebalawulayo iMedia Institute of Southern Africa ikhuphe imibiko lamhlanje esigodlweni ikhuthaza uhulumende ukuba alandele isisekelo sombuso esitsha ekusebenzelaneni labonozindaba kanye lesithembiso asenza kuphenyo lwe-Information and Media Panel of Inquiry IMPI. Uchairman webhodi yezimpepha zomnumzana Delma Luphephe ubike ukuba uhlelo lukahulumende lokuletha imitshini yakulezi insuku e-digitization kanye lokulandela isisekelo sombuso esitsha kulakho ukuletha intuthuko ekulotshweni kwendaba kanye lekuzisakazeni.
Lakonke okumelwe ngabantu beZimbabwe kodwa siyambonga uhulumende ukuthi hhayi
uloke siya pambile kulula abalobi la ma radio stations uloke sanda sizwa kutwa ama radio stations ama neng asesebenza lokuthi kuzaba la ma television stations amanye ama neng uze wonke umuntu azwakale iview yakhe iopinion yakhe through i-television through i-radio sambonga uhulumende ngalokhu ukuthi kule press freedom eZimbabwe kwamanye amazwe ama-journalists bayabulawa abaye bayacasha kodwa siyakubonga ukuthi eZimbabwe hayi they are free.
Unozindaba ozimeleyo umnumzana Nhlalenhle Ngwenya ubike ukuba uhulumende sokumele ahlele iholo labonozindaba kusiya ngezikhundla zabo ngoba okwamanje akucaci.
Kuyinto ethokozisayo kakhulu ukuthi kwelakithi eZimbabwe kuyacelebrate and kuyabonakala ukuthi kule world press freedom. But besinye sikhalaze kakhulu kuhulumende ukuthi imiholo yalaba abezintatheli izindaba ibe lama pegs lapho kuphiwa khona. For example, sithi umuntu oqalisayo i-attachment kwaza kathi uhola imali engaka, u-junior journalist uhola imali engaka ngoba khathesi akula ma pegged prices. Unyaka lo ophelile kula bantu abaningi abaluza imisebenzi labo nozindaba labo khonapho imisebenzi yaswelakala. So silethemba kakhulu ukuthi since siya kubo digital zishini uzavuleka imisebenzi kube le nkolo engani ithingi xaxa eyabonozindaba.
Unkosikazi Siphiliswe Mloyi ongunozindaba kobulawa yena ubike ukuba uyadana ngendlela onozindaba besifazane abaphathwa ngayo ngoba bambalwa abasezikhundleni eziphezulu.
Inhlupho esibhekane lazo njengamaonozindaba abangabafazi ikuthi kuma-newsroom structures uzathola ukuthi amadoda yiwo akuma-senior positions abo-editors nama-news editors amaningi ngamadoda kulehlekana nje labafazi ngathi kumbe mhlawumbe umuntu oyedwa ongumfazi okuleyo position and uzathola ukuthi nxa kuhamba kuma-outside njengomuntu ohamba lo-president uzafica ukuthi ngamadoda wodwa ahamba lo-president.
Umnyaka ondlule onozindaba abaningi bamiswa umsebenzi madayana kodwa umhleli wephephandaba le-Metro uLeni Ndebele usekhuthaze ukuba onozindaba abamiswa umsebenzi bababumbe imbuma baqale iphephandaba labo.
Umnyaka odlulileyo kunzima kithi intatheli yezindaba khona abayelahlekelwe imisebenzi ngencwadi lezane ezabuyayo kodwa akutsho ukuthi nje ama-journalist kufanele zilahle imbeleko ngokufelwa okwenza ukuthi sicine sikhalala le misebenzi ezinye ezinye izinto kodwa labo abangathela msebenzi ma bekwanisa abahlangane babe yimbumba bafome i-association ezaba ingiyayo ama-investigative journalists be-investigate izindaba ezenzakalayo bathola le funding yafana lokhu se-South Africa amapungwane labana band of journalists labana abakhangela indaba bezicubungula okungafanele lesikwenza everyday.
Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 wobulawayo ngunompumele lomoyo.
Kuhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke lamhla sihlaziya udaba lokukhahlanyezwa kwabesifazane ngomgabo.
Kulo mbono othi wona abantu bayabevele bengathandani ngoba xa ubaba ekhaya umfazi uyabe sengisho ukuthi ngamthandi ngaphandle kokuthi kwesinye isikhathi babe ekhangela umfazi njengomntwana. So uyabe kungani ukunika umthetho kodwa lokho kuyindaba yokungathandani.
Ye, Nkosikazi Mlilo, ubona njani ngodaba lona?
Vele ungabona uma betshaya umfazi uyabe sengasamthandi. Uyabe sene-small house. Yindlela yena lenye enza ukuthi ubaba ngoba uthando nxa ubaba eselushiya nabanye abantu kusiba kuba ne-friction vele endlini isikhathi sonke. Uthando awufuzanga lushiyewe lomunye umuntu. Ungabona umuntu ongubaba seshiye uthando lomunye umuntu yikho kudala khona izibhakere endlini. Vele ubaba uyabe sesithi nxa esefika emfazini yakhe akusela nto enhle nokuhwafa kuyabe sekukhona kungasakhulumi kuhle nenkosikazi ngaqi kuyabe sekukhona iyakwazi ukuthi nizaphuma ngiyethola kwenye indawo.
Khumalo kodwa phela siyakwazi ukuthi esintwini kwakuthiwa phela umfazi nxa ungamqobanga ngenduku angeke ayenza kuhle. Kuthiwani kathesi?
Ngikhona kwangako ukuthi kwakuyinto eqondileyo ngiyabona kwakufika emadaleni kubekwa imithetho ethile kulandela kuyabe kuhlezile kodwa okukhulu kakhulu yikhona lokhu ukuthi umfazi ngumntwana umfazi yingxenye yendoda ngaleyo ndlela akula nina elingathokozela ukuthi idiphizele ekhaya lapha isize ubuhlungu noma linamancebo enduku. Ngibona engani eminye imibo iyabikhangele ukuthi kwenzakeleni ukuze kuphakamise izandla. Ngibona ngani lamadali abekhona obabakazi komamazala obabazala imizi ngemuli sazihlala phansi nxa kulo hlupho kukhuliswane induku kuthiwa induku ayathi muzi. Ngibona ngani kusukela khonapho.
Kodwa nxa sikhangela phela Nkosikazi Mlilo abanye bayakhuluma ukuthi loba kunjalo omunye uyachawa aze ebhensele umendo khonapho ahlale emtshokotsho kambe vele umuntu uyabe sehlaleleni ehlale ehlukuluzwa kangako.
vele kuyabe sekungasahlalisekanga kuhle. Yesi bakhuluma bathi umuzi lungiswa ngenduku. Kade ungazibona ubaba sethonethwela induku ekuthaya. Ah, vele kuyabe sekungasahlaleka amangamabi. Omama abaningi sibili bayafulatela but omunye uyahlala. Ukuhlala kwesinye isikhathi uyabusithithi ngihlalele abantu abami. Ngiyabe sengihlalele abantwana ukuthi mina abantwana ngizabashiya lo bani. Ngoba ubaba sethona inihlukumeza ngalokhu hlobo. Ngoba mina ngiyabe sengizidelile mina njengomama ukuthi mina ngiye ngikhaya isitshwala sidliwa. Konke kwakukhona lapha kungalanda nondoda yena le but ngeyithi ngihlukumeza ngiyabe sengisithi kahle ngiyenze noma ngithiye but kwakusuke kwesinye isikhathi ngawula abantwana.
Phela kumalo siyakwazi ukuthi umama lapho walanda wena njengobaba kodwa-ke phela nxa ubaba engasayenzi kuhle laye kumele phela achaywe hanjo kunjalo
ye kumele achaywe la ubaba
owalanda umnandi umama ngibona ngani ufanele abe ngiyokhuzwa njalo kumele azethise phansi
labo-ke bengumnumzana. Siyalibonga ke ngokulalela kwenu. Waselivalelisa kuhlolo luhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje ngoba selasikhathi ngoPraxedes Jeremiah. Asidibane nini ngasikhathi sinye kusasa.